It's Jane.
Hi, Jane. It's Francine.
Hey, Francine. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. I was so delighted to hear all your updates this week. Good for you. Yay.
I feel like they're not like, woo, life is rosy. It's more like, I refuse to give up.
Good. That's better than struggling along. Good for you. Don't give up.
Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. It's
Pamela.
Francine and
Jay. Hey.
So where are you calling from today, Pamela?
Dallas, Fort Worth.
Okay. You seem to be a different location every time you're on the call.
I know what. I know, and I couldn't get in. I tried four times, and it just finally, when I called Marbeth, I guess it's her energy that finally let me in. It kept saying that wasn't a good conference number.
Yeah, that happened
weird.
To me, too.
Okay.
Is everybody there?
Hi, Marbeth. It's Francine.
Hey, Marbeth.
Hi. Woo.
Woo.
I know. I had to double check and make sure everything was right, but here we are.
Yeah, it was just finicky tonight.
Yes, it was just a little finicky. So who is here?
Jane.
Francine.
And Francine.
Yes.
And Pamela.
Uh-huh.
And what about Jean or Donna?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay, well, I did hear from Jean. She was going to be here.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Cool.
So I want to know, did you guys practice last week?
I did. I practiced the chakra breathing.
The chakra breathing? And how was that?
I like that a lot.
Yeah? What did you experience?
Well, I'm still working on the breathing so that it's more, so I don't have to think about it so much. But what I find, the second part of your instructions, when you said, or it could be so soft that it's almost imperceptible.
Yes, that's what
I
you like.
I find that works better for me.
That's called the yin breath.
Okay.
Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool.
And it's when, as I start to move up the different chakras, that I've noticed it's a gradual increase in energy, like that bobbing that my head does.
It's still doing that. That's interesting.
Yes, and it happens when I'm in a certain level of meditation. So
very, very cool.
I think it's so cool. It's a delicious experience.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
what else have you noticed while that's happening?
That I'm able to spend a little bit longer on it.
Good.
And I focus on visualizing the color. So
that's
much easier to access now.
Uh-huh, good.
And just
you can also imagine the chakras spinning.
Oh.
But not necessary.
Okay.
You know, it's not necessary to do that, but that's something you can imagine too.
Okay.
So very, very cool. So
mm-hmm.
have you guys been practicing bringing your awareness inside the body? Nobody's done that.
Well, so what are you even talking about, bringing your awareness inside the body?
Okay. Did you listen to the recording?
No, I didn't get home from work till 5:30.
Okay, and it's my fault. I totally spaced out, but I'm working with an assistant, and I'm going to have everything better organized. But, you know, I really thought I had done that, but the whole 4th of July thing, happened in the middle, and I totally forgot that I hadn't done it. So my apologies to everybody. So what we did last week is we brought our awareness inside the body. We did this chakra meditation. Were you able to do that at all?
Who?
Amala, you.
I didn't even know. I was remember I was stuck in Hawaii coming home.
Okay. Okay. So, yes, that's true. Okay. So what we did is we were doing an exercise, bringing our awareness inside the body, working with the different chakras. And I'll go over this for everybody who wasn't on the call. So Francine was there last week.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, who else was not on the call? So, Jane, you were not. Did you have a chance to look things over?
Well, I didn't. From the call last week, I didn't see anything.
I know. I was late with that, and I do apologize.
Oh, but did it come through?
Yeah. I got stuff up on the website.
You
now.
Know what? No, Marbeth, I looked today, and I didn't. And you, it looked like you were trying to send something, but nothing went through.
Really?
I did look when I was at the office. Yeah. If you send an email, was it attached to the email?
No, it's up on the website.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll have to give me
on the course files website. And if you go to Facebook, you'll see that it's there.
But is it under New Beginnings?
Yes.
Because all I see is people writing you back and forth. You know how you Facebook each other?
Yeah. No,
so
I posted things, and I do apologize. This was really my bad. The recording, Jean wasn't able to get into it, and so I also I have a link that's pasted on the page that you can actually go to and listen to the recording, because this is very different stuff that we're doing. Would you say so, Francine?
Yes.
Oh, who's this?
Jean.
Jean, hi, sweetheart.
Hi, love. How are
you here?
Nice to be here. Sorry I missed last week.
Well, we're sorry you missed last week, too. And
we had unexpected guest drop-in, so what can you do, huh?
I know. So, well, you know, we had a very interesting session, and it's going to get a little more interesting. So what I'll do is do a very quick review, and if you go to our website, which is the marbethdunn.com, marbeth-course-files, and you can go to week number 5, and there's the audio, and then underneath that there is a chakra diagram, and then there's a chakra breathing exercise.
Good.
See if I can find it real quick. It's under Marbeth.
MarbethDunn.com/Marbeth's-course-files.
Can you say that one more time, please, Marbeth? MarbethDunn.com.
Yes, it's MarbethDunn.com/. If you go to the New Beginnings page, you can just click on it. It's right there.
Oh, okay, right there on Facebook?
Yeah, right there on Facebook. You can just click on the link.
Yeah, because it's not coming up under that.
Right.
Maybe it's supposed to be just the file.
Right, because I had posted stuff yesterday.
Right. When I was able to pull up the chakra diagram and
yes.
the chakra breathing, but there was no sound came through for the
recording.
So
what I did is I upgraded that on the Facebook page, and I gave a link to it, and I checked it on a couple of different browsers to make sure that it was there for you.
Later today?
But that's really the page, and I did email everybody, too.
Good.
Okay, I got it.
Good.
Okay. So if you go there to that page now, to the New Beginnings page from the Facebook page, and you go to last week, you'll see that there's a diagram of the chakras, and there's also going to be another page. I've been writing it. I just haven't quite finished.
Yeah.
But I wanted to upgrade, and I wanted to be very, very up to date, and I'm just not quite there yet. And I want to just give
okay.
you something that was half-assed. So right. If you go to the chakra breathing exercise, you can open
okay,
it.
Stop. Let's go back through this. Go to where it says New Beginnings on your webpage.
Yes.
All right, and then go where?
I'll go slide down to week number 5. Well, we're going to do a quick review.
All right, because all I see is people talking.
No, no, you're on the Facebook page?
Right.
Okay, so go on the Facebook page. You see where it says, okay, go down to like, it's the second one down. I've updated the New Beginnings page with new exercises we'll be playing with tonight. You can click on that link, and it'll take you over to the page where we have all of the assignments and the recordings.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
So that's where everything is, and you can access it from the Facebook page.
Still no recording coming up.
You still don't have the recording?
Nope.
Okay, so underneath the recording, it says if you can't open this audio link, paste this link into your browser. Do you see that?
I did, and still nothing.
Okay, I will send that to you. That's Jean, right? Is anybody
yes,
else having
Jean.
That issue?
I can't. Are you talking about where it says New Beginnings 5.7.2?
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking about. Okay.
Okay, I think I may see what the issue is there. Okay. No, that should work. Huh. Because when I... Okay, and I'll get that...
Okay, mine came up.
Yours came up. Okay, but I'll get that to you, Jean, my dear.
Okay,
I'm just writing that down, recording number 5 to Jean. Okay, is anybody else having any issues with that recording? Okay, everybody okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you have the recording for last week, and then we have a diagram of the chakras,
mm-hmm.
and we have a chakra breathing exercise. And I ran through it last week for about a minute per chakra, and I'll be happy to do it again. You wouldn't mind, would you guys, those
no.
of you who were there?
No.
No, okay.
We can do that again. It's fun.
Yeah.
I know, and I love it. So what we're going to do is if you have the chakra diagram in front of you, you see that your chakras are in a line all along your spine, starting with your first chakra, which is at the tip of your tailbone, and it goes forward and back. It actually expands out and contracts into where the chakra is inside, and then it expands out like, what would we call that? I'm using my hand here. You can't see me, but I'm using my hand. To describe it, it is expanding out, and it's circular on either side, you know, and it can expand and can be quite, you know, like a good size, you know, it could be like the size of like an orange. And the first chakra is red, and it also goes down. The first chakra, it goes front, back, and down, like, you know, through your perineum. So it...
Are you talking about the crown chakra, the one that goes straight down to your body that you're showing?
No, I'm talking about your first chakra, the one that's on the tip of your spine, at the base of your spine.
Right, because there's one that's down between your legs, the root.
That's the one. That's the first chakra.
Oh.
And then the one on the crown of your head is the seventh chakra. And they're actually chakras above and below your feet, but we're not going to focus on them. There are also chakras in your hands and in different parts of your body. But these are the seven main ones that we're going to be working with. And these are the ones that we're going to use for this meditation. Mm-hmm. So either sit in a cross-legged position, or you can sit on the very edge of your chair. And the reason that we do this is so that the perineum has nothing blocking it. Because that's really where we're going to be breathing in and out of your perineum for a minute. And you can start doing this exercise for a minute. And then as you feel more comfortable with it, you can do it longer, up to 3 minutes per chakra. So we're going to start right now. Does everybody understand what we have to have your spine straight? And you can sit either cross-legged or on the edge of your chair with your feet down.
Okay, what is the perineum?
The perineum is the place between your sex organs and your anus. It is your root chakra. And in Kundalini yoga, we actually lock the root. It's called a mool band. And we lock it. And, you know, by squeezing your anus, your sex organs, and your navel point, we force the Kundalini energy up. And it's very, very powerful. But this exercise is extremely powerful. And what it will do, I think Francine will agree with this, is it will bring your awareness. You'll become very, very aware of what's happening inside your body. So what we're going to do is we're going to start breathing now through that first chakra, through in and out through the perineum. And then we're going to move up to the sacral chakra, which is the second one, which is just about maybe 3 inches up higher. And then we're going to move up to the solar plexus, and then up to the heart chakra, front and back, the throat chakra, front and back, that's the fifth one. The sixth one is your third eye. And front and back, and the crown is up and down through the crown of your head. And for the crown, we're just going to be inhaling the energy in. So, and for the third eye, I think we're just going to bring it in through the front, in and out through the front. So, we're going to inhale, you're bringing your consciousness into each chakra. So even though, you know, you're breathing out through your nose, and you're imagining that you're breathing in and out through that chakra. Is everybody comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Anybody not comfortable with that? Okay. So, okay, sit up straight and begin. First chakra. Just bring your awareness in and out with the breath. And now move your awareness up to your second chakra and breathe in and out of that chakra. So you're just moving a few inches up the spine, maybe 4 inches up the spine. You're inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And moving up to the third chakra in your solar plexus, which is golden yellow. And now up into the heart chakra, inhaling and exhaling front and back. The heart chakra divides the upper and lower chakras. Up into your throat chakra. The heart was blue, was green, the throat is blue. Inhale and exhale, forward and back of the chakra. And up to your third eye, the sixth chakra, the Ajna chakra, which is indigo, a mix of dark blue and purple. And we're going to just breathe in and out of the front of this chakra, right between the brows. And in and out through in through the crown. We're not going to, it's just letting the inhale come in. You're exhaling through your nose, but just the inhale is coming in through the crown. crown chakra is violet in color. Now you inhale through every pore and exhale through every pore of your body. Everything at once. Now rub your hands together very vigorously. And you can just, it's called washing your face. Bring your hands up and down your face three times. Or you can also just rub your hands through your hair to release that energy. Pamela, what did you experience?
Nothing.
That's good. That's
so you
good.
Can rub your hands together and rub them through your hair?
You can either rub them, kind of run your fingers through your hair, or you can rub them up and down on your face three times.
Oh.
That releases the energy. But you found that it made you still?
Me still?
Did you feel that you were still? Were you able to focus on the different energy centers, the chakras?
I won't say that.
Did you bring your consciousness there, your awareness inside your body?
Yeah, I was trying to.
I know you were trying to. How did that work?
I guess okay.
Good.
I was trying to concentrate more on what you were saying and writing down.
You don't have to write anything down. You have it on that exercise, which is on the course files page.
Oh.
It's called chakra breathing, and you have the whole thing. You didn't have to write anything down. This is experiential. So, and there's some, and you listen to the recording of the call because, there's a lot of stuff that we did that's also very experiential. Bringing your consciousness in your body and practicing to see through your pelvis and working with lightness and density in the body. We're not going to get into that because that's all in the recording, but I wanted you all to experience that exercise. And Donna, are you on the call?
Yeah, I said hi, but I don't think I said it loud enough.
You didn't say it loud enough.
I guess not.
So, okay. So, did you have a chance to practice things this week?
I did just what we did now with the chakra breathing. I did that every day.
And what did you notice?
I didn't feel that when I did it initially with the crown chakra, I felt a lot of pressure in my head. And I
on the crown, right?
On the crown.
What
yeah.
that is
and I
is your crown
I,
opening. Your crown
yeah,
chakra is open.
Yeah, I didn't feel
open.
It after that, though. I didn't.
That's okay.
I felt calm and somewhat lighter feeling, if I can express that. But
good.
But that's all I felt.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you brought your consciousness inside your body.
Yeah.
Your awareness. I won't say your consciousness.
My awareness.
Get into
yes.
the distinction of consciousness and awareness this evening and what all that has to do with joy and navigating through life. And how was your week, sweetheart?
It was fine. I can't say that there was anything particularly eventful, but I'm not complaining. It was fine.
Good. Now, I wanted to ask you, Pamela, how is everything going for you in Dallas?
It's going well.
It's good?
I'm looking for a house. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm looking for a house.
Okay.
That's the hard part.
Okay.
But the company is, I will have to say, it's a company of one that I've never seen in all my years of working to where you get a sheet. Everyone, listen, this is the coolest thing. You get about 5 sheets of paper, and they have every director or manager's name on those sheets, and you have to go to every single one of these people and sit down with them anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour, and they discuss with you everything that they do, the integral part of their job with the organization, and they give you something back on what you'll be doing in your job. It's,
wow.
I've never seen. And then they sign off on that. And
that's
you have,
pretty cool. Oh,
you
good.
Have 14 days to visit every department head or director. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Very,
and they're
very
all
cool.
About, they're all about family. They're all about food. They're all about the customer.
That's wonderful.
I know. So, you know, it's a good company. I learn a lot from it.
Good.
So,
okay. And Miss Jean, what did you experience in this exercise?
I felt a lightness and a tingling through my body.
Okay. You may, you know, there's all kinds of things you'll notice on the exercise sheet that you may notice. You may get rushes of energy. You may not. Everybody experiences and perceives things individually. Nothing is wrong.
I've been doing this for many years, so this isn't a new procedure for me.
Very cool. Very
yeah,
cool.
It is.
Wonderful. Okay. And Francine has been doing it, so I don't think you experienced anything different tonight, did you?
No, it's always an overall sense of well-being. And
good.
The energy gets stronger and stronger as I move up the chakras.
Yes. Good. And what about you, Miss Jane?
I like deep breathing exercises, so I felt very calm.
Yeah, well, it is. It's very calming. You know, definitely there's a sense of well-being that you receive from doing it. So, and then one of the byproducts is that you're going to be feeling, you'll be experiencing more awareness. So, we're going to talk tonight about consciousness. Now, did anybody have anything they wanted to share before I get into this? No. Anything that you experienced this week that you'd like to share? Okay. So we're going to talk about consciousness, and we're going to talk about awareness, and we'll discover what they have to do with joy. So first of all, what is awareness? Does anybody know what awareness is? I know, you know, like Jean has been working with awareness for many years, and I know that Donna has been, you know, working with awareness and with consciousness, but we don't really necessarily define it. So I like to think of awareness as a focused attention, which really constitutes within your mind. So Let's examine this for a minute here. So let's inhale and exhale, but we're going to focus on our breath. So as you focus on your inhale, and you focus on the exhale. And you focus on the inhale. And you focus on the exhale. So when you're focusing on that, that would be awareness. So your awareness is on your breath. And you can actually follow the breath as it moves. If you want to do belly breathing, you can follow the breath as it moves into the belly. And you actually were following it as it moved into the different chakras. So that would be awareness. Now, consciousness is what's between and underneath the focused moments of awareness. I'm going to say that again. Consciousness is what's between and underneath the focused moments of awareness. So when we breathe and you hold the breath in and then you exhale and hold the breath out, try that for just a minute. Inhale. And just pause. And then exhale. And pause. And inhale. And exhale. So that space between the inhale and the exhale is pure awareness. Did everybody experience that? Did anybody not experience that? So basically, when we bring our hands on our heart chakra and we bring our awareness underneath our hands, and we think about something that we love or somebody that we love, and you can feel that consciousness or awareness expand around you. Does everybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So consciousness is really an expanded awareness that is not focused. And that's really the building block of everything in our universe. Consciousness is what everything in the universe is made of. It's what material objects are composed of. It's what thought forms are made of, and everything has consciousness. Now, because everything is consciousness, and we are consciousness, we're connected to everything. So, I have an exercise that I put on the website. It's under Lesson 6. And it's called Expanding Your Awareness. And I have on this, you know, that you would go outdoors to do it. But for the purpose of this evening, ideally you'll go outdoors and really experience this, because this is a very fun exercise. I love this exercise. And it's just a matter of dropping into your heart space and expanding your awareness by thinking of something or someone that you love, and notice what you're experiencing within your body. You're experiencing that awareness. You're experiencing your consciousness when you're just allowing it to be without focus. That's your consciousness. But we can focus on inanimate objects with our awareness. And inside your house, you could focus on furniture. You could focus on a lamp or a rug or a book or a plant. So I want everybody, if you see something in front of you that could be a picture, could be a paintbrush, could be a pencil, or even a pad or a cup, and just focus on that for just a minute. Just bring your awareness inside of it, inside the consciousness of an object. Just allow yourself to be that object, to be what that object is experiencing. Now I'm going to ask you, is anybody having any difficulty with this?
I am.
Okay. So what are you having difficulty with?
Well, I guess I'm just not getting it. I mean, I'm looking at something. You said bring it inside.
Right. So imagine, what are you looking at?
A key card.
Okay. Okay, so you're in a hotel room. Can you look at it, maybe a piece of furniture or a chair?
All right, I'm looking at a bed.
You're looking at the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So now, well, just imagine, you can close your eyes, and imagine that you're that bed. The bed has consciousness, so you're feeling bed consciousness. And just allow yourself to feel what it's like to be a bed, what it's like to be a mattress, lying on the box springs. Is that any easier?
No. Just me.
Okay. So
does anyone else get it?
Is anybody else having any problems with this? Okay. Do you guys want to share what you're experiencing? And we'll get back to you, Pamela. I promise.
That's
we'll get you. Okay, Francine, what are you feeling?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I picked, I have a heart-shaped box, and it's got sequins on the outside, and it's sort of like a velvet covering. So my first awareness was being the box, but from an inside perspective. And I had a sense of the lid opening, so it was like the light coming in, the light and then the lid being closed. And so I'm sharing this space with all these little pieces of paper. It's actually my God box.
Oh, very cool.
Little pieces of paper. And we're just hanging out, kind of happy. And having that sensation of being lifted and carried and explored. So, that sensation of being touched and stroked.
Right. And here's the other thing, Pamela, is yeah. You know, if you can, you know, just imagine yourself, what does it feel like in terms, is it hard, is it soft, is it dense, is it light? Just kind of imagine that you're experiencing that from inside of it, that you're getting a sense of what it's like to be that bed.
Okay.
Try that. It's just a matter of getting a sense of what it's like to be inside that, because everything has consciousness, In fact, we are not these bodies, as you know. And we've done the exercise where you get very big and you're actually bigger than the universe. So we can bring that consciousness, this same consciousness, inside everything. We can bring it inside physical objects. We can bring it inside inanimate objects. And then we're going to move into animate objects. So you could actually, Pamela, you could actually go inside a helicopter. Like, imagine yourself being a helicopter and just feeling, you know, feeling what it's like to be metal and feeling what it's like to have an engine and feeling what it's like to have the propeller. Is that making more sense?
I guess.
No.
So let me hear some other people talk.
Okay. Okay. Did you? I just want to know if you were able to get it.
No, I'll practice though.
Okay, that's good. This is a very, very, very cool exercise. So, Jean.
Yes. Well, yes. I was focusing on a candle holder, and it's a beautiful gold. And I could feel it. I could feel the candle in me, and it has cutouts of stars and curly cues and the light shining through it, and it was very interesting too. I could feel myself embracing that red candle.
Very cool.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
What about you, Jane?
Well, I was looking at this flower, but it's like a metal flower because it's really a clip, like you can put notes in it or pictures or whatever. And the feeling that I just keep feeling is just calm.
Okay. Very cool. Could you feel like if it's a metal flower, could you feel the hardness of the metal?
Yeah, I guess a little bit, because it didn't feel soft and fluffy.
Right. You know, you just really want to get into the essence, because everything has consciousness. Mm. Okay. And Donna, did I get you yet?
No.
I didn't think so. I'm still a little high from the exercise.
Well, I'm kind of looking at a picture in my family room here, and it's got a number of items in it, but I've had this picture for probably 30 years, and I just love it. It's a picture of, it's like a greenhouse attic, which probably doesn't make sense, but there's like a greenhouse ceiling and these wide-paned windows that open up, and you can see that it's the top story of a house. And inside, it's a studio. It's an art studio. And there's a large picture on an easel and kind of a bench table, and there's hanging plants like ivies just sort of dripping down. And the light is diffusing through the top part of where the window is at the top that's opening. And I'm feeling that I'm that this sort of bench, and I'm ready to, I feel the warmth of the sun. The bench right now is cleared, but I'm feeling, you know, it's saying, okay, I'm ready for all the paints and all the mixtures and everything else that, you know, the charcoals and everything else. I'm ready to create a picture.
Very cool. So you're actually feeling, you know.
I've been drawn to this picture for I don't know how many years, and that's how it always makes me feel when I look at it.
Very cool. So now what we were doing was we were focusing on inanimate objects and, you know, experiencing what it's like to be them. Now, initially, the beginning of this exercise, that's what you're going to do until you get it. Because sometimes it can take a while to get it. So just a matter of, you know, and it's really nice to do it outside. you might focus on a rock. And you just kind of like look at the rock, and then you just kind of merge with it, and then the next thing you're feeling what it's like. You're feeling the consciousness of the rock. And then you're going to move to animate objects. So you might be focusing on insects. You might be focusing on lizards or worms or animals, you know, maybe birds or dogs or cats. And you just kind of look at them, and then you just kind of allow yourself to merge with them and feel what it's like to be inside their consciousness. So if you're looking at, I love this one, to look at a seagull and just really feel myself being that bird when it's soaring. I love that. You know, just really feeling that. And so the next level of this is to allow yourself, after you get very comfortable with the inanimate objects, you move into the animate objects. And then you're going to bring your consciousness inside a person. What's it like to be inside someone you admire? Maybe they have qualities that you would like to have. And it could be somebody living or past. You know, maybe, you know, you're thinking about Albert Einstein. Or, you know, maybe you're thinking about Thomas Jefferson, or, you know, Benjamin Franklin. Or, you know, somebody who is alive today. And, you know, that, I hear something. So you can feel what it's like to have their qualities and their consciousness. So you can actually start to take those qualities for yourself if there's something that you like. For example, you want to be a speaker and you see somebody who's a really good speaker. Well, bring your consciousness inside them and feel it. Feel what it's like when they're moving, when they're talking. You can feel it in your body. And you can, by experiencing that, you know what it feels like. And so you can start to incorporate that yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to do this when you're not bogged down by all the blocked energy. You know, the stuff that really keeps you from accessing your inner light and that really distracts you from who you are. So you really want to notice what it's like to be consciousness, what it's like to be this focused awareness. So in last week, when those of you who weren't here, the recording is up and you can listen to it. But we practice moving our awareness inside the body, where the heart is really, it divides the upper and the lower chakras. In the lower chakras, when we bring our awareness inside of them, we can use the sacral chakra for creating. And the root chakra, you know, it really is good about manifesting material objects. So we can use that, and we can use the upper chakras for accessing more spirituality and things that are light. The lightness belongs above the heart. Density belongs below. And if you're feeling density above the diaphragm, above your heart, then you can actually move it below. You can guide it down below into these lower chakras. But these are things that we discussed last week, and it has to do with bringing, you know, being aware inside your own body. So now we're going to look at some of the more abstract elements of consciousness. So as I said, everything has consciousness. Joy has consciousness. Wealth has consciousness. Love has consciousness. So you can bring your awareness inside the consciousness of joy. So joy, it seems like it's completely abstract, but it has consciousness, and we have consciousness, and we are all connected. Everything in this universe is connected. That's why we can do distant healings. I've worked on people on the other side of the globe, and you know, with wonderful success, because I'm connected. They're connected to me. So we're connected to the concept of joy. Joy is real. It's an aspect of consciousness. So you can actually imagine it as being very big, just like when we're very big and we can be bigger than the universe. You can imagine as joy, the concept of joy or the concept of love or the concept of wealth, as being that big as well, and you can bring yourself inside of it. Does that make sense to everyone? If
it's a little out there.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. Just wait.
You're pushing the envelope there.
I'm going to push you guys, because we're going to go to some very cool places. And the thing is that you're going to be able to use this. We're going to get into the applicable part of this. Not only are you going to be able to access the traits of people that you admire and be able to experience that in your own body so that you can actually become that, whether it's somebody's confidence or their you know, say that you know somebody who's worth, you know, gazillion dollars, and they have their own essence, you know, of what it feels like to be successful and to have, you know, this money that they're very comfortable with. You can access that feeling because you're not limited inside your body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then if you're around an enlightened person, someone who is at a very, very high level, again, you can go inside their awareness, inside their consciousness, and feel what that feels like. So you're not really limited at all, because our awareness can go anywhere. So you can bring your awareness inside the consciousness of wealth. You can bring it inside the consciousness of love. And it may be difficult. You may find it difficult to get inside these abstract concepts. Is anybody finding it difficult? It's okay.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah. Jane?
Yeah, I kind of am.
So just imagine somebody you know who has that, somebody who's joyful. If you're having difficulty with the abstract, put it into a context that you can understand. And then
okay. And
then bring your awareness inside that. So you know people who are joyful. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can bring that into that concept, how does that work for you?
So think of somebody I know who's joyful.
Uh-huh.
And
or
then,
somebody
and then,
who you know who's pure love. Maybe it's Mother Teresa. Somebody who really exudes love and compassion. And what would it be like to be inside her consciousness?
Okay.
And what does that feel like? Just take a moment and just feel what that feels like.
Calm. Just like everything's all okay. No matter what happens, it's
exactly
all okay.
You can feel that and feel how expanded you feel when you're inside her consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's something that you can do. Now, here's another thing. You could imagine somebody who's very, very wealthy. Who could be like Bill Gates. Okay? So Bill Gates is standing here, and you want to experience what it's like to be him and to have his wealth. I don't know if he's the person that you really want to emulate, but maybe, you want to feel what it's like to have that much money so that you'll feel comfortable with it and be able to attract more of that to yourself. I mean, this is just pulling in a little bit of the law of attraction. Does that feel like anybody want to go there? We can.
Okay, so say that again.
So, say you want to pick somebody who's very wealthy. You want to know what it's like to feel really wealthy.
Okay.
You want, if that's something that's interesting to you. We can experience love. We can experience peace. You can experience, somebody who's very successful. Somebody who's really going somewhere quickly and you really would love to feel more of that for yourself. So you could imagine, say, Lisa Sasevich, right?
Okay.
She's somebody who's very successful. She definitely has an air of success, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is somebody that you would want to emulate or want to experience what it's like to be her, but feel what what success feels like inside of her. You can go there. You can bring your consciousness inside of her and just feel what it's like to be successful at that very high level.
Okay.
Does that feel comfortable or feel weird?
Uh-huh. No, that feels comfortable.
Okay. Well, that's a way that you can pull that into yourself as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else having any issues with this?
It's like having a kind of learning by example, only you're actually becoming in a way that person. You're
exactly.
Feeling it. Like, so their successful traits or being or the way they think, you become.
Exactly. So you can experience it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely safe. You're not doing anything that's not safe,
no.
And you're not violating them. You're just experiencing their consciousness. Because we're all the same consciousness at some level. You're just taking your consciousness and moving it into another space to be able to experience it. In a way, you're expanding your abilities. So we're kind of building on what we did last week. And now here's another thing that you can do with it, because everything has consciousness. So as I said, you can access the consciousness of joy or wealth or love or any of these abstracts. But relationships have consciousness too. And one of the ways that I work is to work with the consciousness of relationships. Does that interest anybody? You want to learn how to work with relationships, to clear them, to...
Yes.
Yeah, right? To make them into something really holy and beautiful. You can do that. It's very, very cool. So take a relationship that you have. Does anybody have a relationship that's a little challenging?
Not me. All of mine are perfect.
Okay, Dane, you're the one.
Me too.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We can just move along with something else.
Okay. So who wants to be the guinea pig?
Jane does.
Jane does. Okay, Jane.
Yes.
Okay. So what relationship do you have that's a little challenging? It could be with a person, but it could also be with something that you're having difficulty with. Maybe it has to do with writing. Maybe you're having writer's block. You can have a relationship with anything.
Okay. So, then I would say I'm going to pick, then I have a big relationship issue right now with some fundamental, some pockets of my business.
Okay. So you have a particular part of your business that you're having a relationship issue with.
Yeah, like if it were in the room with me, I'd slam the door and go to bed and not talk to it.
Good. Okay. So now we're going to ask, okay, I wasn't going to do this, but this came in and said that I need to do it. You're going to ask this part of your relationship whether it's you to it or it to you. Does that make sense?
No.
I know. And this is something I do, and I wasn't going to go here, but it just came in and said I needed to do it. So we're going to do it. We're just going to make this a little stranger, a little more woo-woo. So, so is the issue from you between, is it you to the business? It's the business to you. Can you feel that?
So
you can use that muscle testing technique that we did. Remember the muscle testing or that gas gauge or speedometer type thing, you know, that you could visualize your way of connecting to your body wisdom?
Okay.
Okay? I don't know, however you want to do it, whether it's visual or kinesthetic.
How did we do the gas gauge again? I remember doing it, but I don't remember it exactly.
Okay, so just imagine there's a speedometer in front of your eyes.
Okay.
And there's an arrow. To the left would be no, and to the right would be yes.
Okay.
And then if it's up and down, it could be I don't want to answer, or I don't know. You know, you decide that. That's your connection to your body.
Okay.
But just ask. You can see the gauge in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. So ask, is the issue between you and this aspect of your business, or is it the aspect of the business to you? Where's the issue? Is it you to it or it to you?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what that language means to me, but what I feel like is if the business were a person, I'm the one that's hostile towards it because it can care less. It's just neutral.
Okay. So you feel that you're hostile toward it. Okay.
Yes.
So now we have the consciousness of the relationship. I'm sorry?
If it called me up and asked me out to dinner, I'd say no because I don't want anything to do with you.
Interesting. What aspect of your business is this?
Oh, it's just... And then the only reason I'm not going into details, it would just take too long, but there are just like a couple pockets of stuff that need to get done that I'm just really, I'm repelled by it. I just don't want to deal with it.
Okay. Okay. So now just imagine that there is a field between you and that aspect of your business.
Okay.
And remember we used that vaporization box? So I want you to kind of gather up all the crud that's in that field between you and that aspect of your business, and I want you to put it in that box.
Okay.
All that crappy crud?
Mm-hmm.
Just pick it up and put it in the box. We're going to ignore that it to you. I mean, that just presented just now in the moment, but I don't think we need to do it at this point in time.
Okay.
That's definitely out there. we're pretty out there already, but that's even more out there. Okay, so just pick up all that the crud that's between you and it, and it and you, and just pick up all the crud and put it in your box.
Okay.
Okay. Now put a lid on it and vaporize it.
Okay.
Now you have a neutral playing field there between you and that aspect of your business. So what I would do at this point is I work with spirit, and I would just bring in Yahweh Elohim, and I would put that in the center there to create a holy relationship between you and the business.
Okay.
Just bring that in, right smack dab in the middle. So now, how does that feel when you think about that aspect of your business?
Well, that really speaks to me personally because of my particular faith-based beliefs. So
okay.
I get the whole, you know, Yahweh's just, that's God, and so...
Yeah, you could just bring source into it, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's just the way, you know, it's just the way that I, this is a way that I work.
Right, okay. Okay.
And how does that feel?
A lot better.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you can do with relationships, and you can do that with your relationship between people. You can actually clear up the consciousness of the relationship between you. Okay, anybody else want to try this?
Sure, I'm curious to try it.
Okay, Francine. So what relationship do you have an issue with?
It's actually a relationship with someone that I'm working with on a certain project.
Okay. And that I'm feeling that in your solar plexus?
Yep.
Okay. So, okay, just imagine that they're standing in front of you. You can give them a little space if you want to.
Sure.
Okay. And I want you to take all the crud, what I would refer to as all the miscreations of the relationship.
Okay.
And actually, when I do this, I would go in all directions of time, in all dimensions, in all realities, and in all universes. You want to get every bit of crud and stick it in the box.
Well, there's a lot.
I know. This one has some aspects from other lifetimes. Just letting you know. Whew, that's big.
Yep. Don't know where it comes from.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. It doesn't matter, but you can stick it in the box.
Okay, I think my space is clear.
Good.
Okay.
And you want to, yeah, and their space is clear too, so just stick it in the box and vaporize it.
Okay.
And that feels better. And if you don't feel, you know, you want to put just love in between you and them, you know, love consciousness, if you want to put source energy, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
feel how that shifted.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I did this work, or similar work to this, with a friend of mine. We spent 5 days together just working consciously on clearing stuff.
Mm.
And I was working with... just clearing a lot of stuff, and of course my issues with my former husband came up, and I was clearing that, and she was clearing stuff with her husband. And we came back home, and my former husband, you know, when my kids would come to visit, he would never, ever pay for anything. You know, that he would not pay for their transit at all. Well, after I did this work, he called my daughter and said, I know you're coming to Florida, and he was living here at the time. He said, I want to pay for half your ticket. I want to share this expense with your mother. Well, you know, pigs were flying past my window. And he actually called her again. You didn't tell me how much your ticket is. I want to know. And he actually gave her the check. Now, my friend, her husband took his tax, his money for the paying taxes on their beach house, which is where we were, and he used that money to buy a car for her son. Pigs flew past the window. Neither of those things would have ever happened had we not worked on it at this level of consciousness. Now, were there other issues that I had not cleared with my former husband? Yes. That at that point in time, that slate was clean, but there were other layers that came up afterwards, and that's one of the things that does happen. You can clear what you're ready to at a particular time, but at a later time, other stuff can come up to be cleared when you're ready for it. When you're ready for it, things will appear. This is a clearing is a continual process. You know, you may find that there's a lot less crud, that there's a lot less stuff to deal with, that you're generally happier when you're not having to deal with all of those energetic disturbances that cloud your body. You know, the stuff that we were clearing in the, you know, first few lessons. But, you know, I'm not saying that this is a forever deal because, you know, but you can still use these techniques over and over again and clear it because they're easy. Right? So anybody else want to do this?
Well, that's the same technique you could use for any, like with my current, my fiancé, you know, sometimes there's control issues.
Okay.
That, you know, so there's sometimes these battles that happen. And
mm-hmm.
So I guess I could do the same thing with that.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean that he's going to drop his control issues.
No, but they might be milder maybe, or...
Maybe.
We don't know.
We don't know. I mean, I'm not going to predict anything.
No.
But what it does is it clears the playing field.
Yeah.
And you really want to do it in all directions of time, in all realities, in all universes, because time is not linear. Time is circular, and it's very easy to go forward or back in time. So when you're sending it out in all directions, you're actually, you know, you're clearing that, and in all realities and dimensions and universes, because there are infinite numbers of all of the above. It's infinite. We live in a quantum holographic universe. You know, things appear to be a certain way. It's just because we expect them to be that way, but they're not.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, so does anybody have any questions? Okay, does anybody want to do this? Did you want to try that with your... with your fiancé?
Okay. All right. So I'm just gathering all the crud and everything across time.
Well, just see the relationship between the two of you.
Okay.
And you can feel the energy there. What does that feel like?
I'm not sure.
Check it out. Feel the consciousness. Now you can clear the crud. Put it all in that box and vaporize it. But just set your intent that you're doing it not just in this linear time, but you're going in all directions and
yeah.
and really, you know, getting it in all universes and all directions and realities. And yeah, there you go. And zap it. And bring in love or source or God, whatever you want to bring in there. Making that makes it a holy relationship. So you can actually feel the consciousness of a relationship, too. So how does that feel now, Jean? I mean, Donna.
I think it feels better. I think it's going to take, I'm going to have to probably do it more than once.
Well, it may not. That may not be the issue.
Yeah. But it is a tool to use.
It's definitely a tool
yeah.
to use. You have a lot of different tools to use now.
Yeah.
And one of the things, you know, that we discussed last week is that you can move your awareness around in your body. You know, you can actually... go low in your body, that creates more of a sense of power that can kind of make people back off too. But that, he would definitely not like that. He would not like that. It's his insecurities.
Yeah.
This is not about you. This has a lot to do with his insecurities.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm.
So you can actually, you're creating more of a holy relationship between you.
Mm-hmm.
But the relationship may need to shift into something else. Can you see that?
Maybe.
It may not be a stable relationship. You can go into the relationship and feel what it's like between the two of you. That's another thing you can do.
Yeah.
So why don't you explore that? Feel that right now. What is it like? In that clean relationship without all the crap from your past lives and all of that. It's clean. But what is it like in that relationship? Is it comfortable?
Hmm.
You can even drop the relationship into your heart space. And what does that feel like? Because your heart is never going to lie to you. Your heart field will always tell you the truth.
It opens up a whole other door, I think.
Mm-hmm. But when you put it in the heart, I'm feeling stuff in your throat.
Hmm.
Do you feel that?
Yeah, a bit of tightening in the throat.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is good for you and you put it in your heart space, it feels really yummy. Or it feels neutral. Your body is never going to lie. If you put something in your heart space and you feel a tightening in your throat, if you feel a clunk in your solar plexus or you feel like the whole thing just dropped and got heavy, your body's telling you something. It's saying this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, just notice.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you can use, I mean, you have a lot of tools now. You know, this is our sixth class, and so our next class is going to be in a month. And I really want, you know, you to take the time and integrate all of the different tools that you've learned. You've learned some pretty interesting tools, but they will help you navigate your life. You know, they're not the run-of-the-mill tools you're going to learn in most classes. These are different. You know, most people are not going to be taking you inside inside other consciousnesses. You know, and letting you feel what that feels like. You know, or dropping things into your heart space, so feeling what that's like. This is a way of empowering you, so you can make really good decisions about your life. Because this class is really about each and every one of you. I want you to be able to feel really good and really empowered, so that you can put things in your heart and you'll know, oh, this feels really good. You know, and you can strengthen your awareness by doing things like the chakra breathing or some of the other meditations that I've given you as well. You know, because it's really about, these are wonderful tools, you know, by themselves they're just tools, but you can use them to navigate in a different way, you know, to really get in touch with, in the whole woo-woo sense, you know, of what's the best thing for you. And so, Jean. Miss Jean, mm-hmm. You're very quiet there. What about you?
Well, what about me? I'm not fine. I'm not, that one where you go in and imagine in someone's consciousness. That wasn't working tonight for me.
That's okay. You know what I would suggest is I gave you that exercise about really, you know, expanding your awareness. So just, you know, play with that. You know, I'm not saying that you're going to grasp it tonight, because it's not something that we're a place you normally go, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's just a way of playing, a way of, if you go out, you know, for just, you know, 15, 20 minutes, a half hour in the morning, and you just kind of imagine that you're inside an ant, you know, and just feeling that whole antness about it. Feel, what is it like? What is it like to be moving around in that ant body and feeling ant-like, and, you know, and everything is so big around you, and, you know, or you know, just experience what it's like to be a rock or a car, you know? Play around with that, because then this is an exercise that will really expand your awareness. You know, it's like a meditation, but you're playing, you know, that you're experiencing something, just a whole different thing than you normally would. So if you practice it, then, you know, you can actually, you know, experience, you know, people's qualities. You know, if there's somebody you admire and you think, wow, they are so great at what they do, and look at the confidence they have, you really admire their confidence, well, you can feel it. You can actually feel what it's like to have that confidence, and that you have that experience of feeling it. And once you have that experience inside you, it's yours. You're not stealing anything from them, but you're experiencing what it's like to have that experience. Does that make sense, or is that offending you on some level?
I'm feeling a lot of resistance on that one.
Why?
How do I know? I don't know. How do I know what someone else is feeling? Like that to me is so far out there.
Well, you know, people, you know, like you've, I don't know, like, somebody that you see, you know, what's a quality that you would admire in somebody?
Quality.
I mean, we were talking about Mother Teresa or like Gandhi, or, you know, if there's somebody who's just maybe Oprah or Eckhart Tolle or somebody. Is there somebody that you admire in particular?
See, my brain isn't even letting one come up.
Okay. Well, isn't that interesting? So let's go into your resistance. Feel your resistance. You know what it is you're not feeling safe. You're not feeling safe doing that. I can feel that. Feels very uncomfortable for you. You don't have to do that. You don't have to. But I'm just curious as to why you feel unsafe about it.
That's right. I don't know either.
Okay, I'm just checking it out. It's not a safety issue. It's not that you're afraid you're going to lose yourself. You're afraid you're going to violate their space. That's what it is. You're afraid that you're going to violate their space. But you're not.
Well, aren't I?
Huh?
Aren't I?
No. You're going into the consciousness part of them. You're not going into their personality part of them. You're not going into the ego part of them. You're going into a quality of theirs that you like.
Okay.
And you're not stealing it. You're experiencing it from a place of love and admiration. And you're feeling, what's it like to have that quality?
Okay.
That feels better. Does that feel better?
A little better? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then it takes some work.
You're not going into their thoughts. You're not going in and intruding in their lives at all. You're just really wanting to it's like, wow, I
Well,
really
why
love
aren't you going into their thoughts? Because that's what you're picking up. If you want to know how they act, isn't that part of their thoughts?
I wasn't going there. I wasn't going into their thoughts. I was just going into what it feels like to be in that space. Of having, like, for if you're going to do Mother Teresa, to have that much compassion for other people, to just be able to feel the compassion of Mother Teresa or Saint Francis, to feel that, you know, you can actually imagine Saint Francis right here and just feel the compassion that he exudes. Because he's still alive, he's just in a different form. And you can feel that love and compassion. And if you want to incorporate that in your life, what's wrong with that? Are you stealing it from him? He wouldn't care. He'd love to share that with you. If it would make you feel better, you can connect with their higher self and ask them, is it okay if I experience your consciousness so I can feel what it feels like to be as successful as you, as joyful as you, as happy as you, as confident? You know what I'm saying? If that makes you feel better, you can do that. But you're not going into their minds. You're not going into their thoughts. You're just accessing a part of their consciousness. And we're all consciousness. You're not working on them. You're not doing anything to them. You're just feeling what it's like to have that quality. And any quality that you admire in someone else, you really do have in yourself. It's really an aspect of you. Does that feel a little different?
A little.
Okay. Were there any relationships that you wanted to work on?
Nothing that pops up right now.
Okay. And what about your relationships, like, you know, like Jane went through, you know, something that was, you know, that had to do with work or your relationship with, let me see, your relationship with money, your relationship with work or the household chores or anything. You can use this for anything because everything has consciousness.
Then the biggie that I would work on is the relationship with money.
Okay, let's do it. So imagine money is standing right across from you, the whole essence of money. And the relationship between you and money is right there between you. And you have a field of energy between the two of you. That's the consciousness. And you can clear it off, start to clear off the crud and put it into your box. And you're clearing it off in all directions of time, in all dimensions, in all realities, and in all universes. And as you, what am I feeling there? That doesn't feel very safe. Wow, okay. Okay, just put it in the box and vaporize it. But there's something else going on here. Can you feel that? So what I'm feeling is that it's not feeling really good for you to actually have a good relationship with money. Can you feel
that?
Well,
in my mind, I've never had a good relationship with it.
Exactly. But I'm feeling as soon as you started to clear it, I started to feel this doesn't feel right. I'm not supposed to have a good relationship with money. And that would be a limiting belief. Can you feel that? You really want, your body's letting you know. Can you feel that in your body?
No, I'm not feeling much of anything right now.
That's interesting too. Well, that happens because you've shut down. This was not an area that feels safe to even explore for you. So can we explore it?
Sure.
Okay.
Dig away, honey.
Okay. Okay. So we've cleared this relationship with money, but you don't really want to have this. So what is it? Okay, so get out a paper and a pen and write down, I can't have a good relationship with money because. And then just write down the first things that come to your head. This isn't even yours. This comes back from your family. I would say your dad.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Buy High, Sell Low.
The ones about your dad and money. Huh?
Mr. Buy High and Sell Low.
Yeah. Okay. This is definitely about your dad.
Yeah.
And you haven't forgiven your dad. Because you felt he was really stupid. That's funny. That's pretty funny. Okay, well, now what? You know what? Let's put your dad in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is not really about money. This is about your dad. So let's clear the field with him. Whoa, this is pretty charged. Clear that field with your dad in all directions of time, dimensions, reality, and universes, and put all that crap in the box. It's a lot of crap. I feel like that box is getting overloaded. So just cover it up and zap it. And bring the Holy Spirit or Source or whatever you want to call it, love, into that relationship. There you go. That feels a lot better. Okay. So this is not his relationship with money now. This is yours. So now let's have you in the money again. Feels much better, doesn't it?
If you say so.
No, but there's still, I'm still feeling some security stuff there in terms of the money. But this is not about your dad. We cleared that. We cleared that. But this money thing still isn't quite right. Can you feel that?
Yep.
Okay. And again, this is definitely security. You don't trust money. Woo, you don't trust money, big time. And it's not just because of what happened. What happened is because you don't trust money. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So money by itself is neutral. It doesn't,
right.
It's just energy. It's just energy. And it's pure consciousness. So let's take a look at why you don't trust money. I don't trust money because, write it down. Just the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't stop and think about it. Just write. And why don't you trust money?
No, it's not. Nothing's coming out.
Okay. Let's take a look. Now, it's interesting now because it's safe for you to trust money, but you're having, it's not even a resistance, you just don't. Okay, this is why I was going there before when I said, is it this to this? Is it you to money? It's money to you? Or you to money? It's you to money. So I'm going to... This is going to sound even more woo-woo than what we've been doing. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, yippee.
Okay. Invert, correct, neutralize now, space, time, space. I feel the shift. You feel okay about money?
Better.
You feel you could trust it? It's just energy. It's just a consciousness. We've cleared the field. We've cleared the crap with your dad. And here's something you can do right now. Okay. I have to go and find this because I can never remember what this is. But I'm willing to accept my new, very positive, loving relationship with money. Okay, can you say that? Write it down, because you will forget this.
I'm willing to accept my new, very positive relationship with money.
Yes, that's your new declaration. That doesn't feel very good to say, but I want you to say it.
Okay.
That's your homework. And I want you to let me know in the next few days how that shifts for you. I'm now willing to accept my new very positive relationship with money. Yeah, it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's going to shift things for you big time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Miss Pamela?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you want to work with? What relationship?
Oh, I'm fine. Work with the other girls. My phone's getting ready to go dead, so I've got to get into the house and plug it in.
Okay. Well, I think we've worked with everybody. Have we missed anybody? Nope, just you.
Oh, well, I don't have anything to work on. I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
I am.
Uh-huh.
Chicken.
So, any particular relationship you want to work on?
No, not really.
Okay. You want to pick something? Relationship with money, relationship with work, relationship with someone from your past?
No, not really. I'm fine, honestly. I'm really fine.
Okay. Will you call me this week? We will work on it.
Okay.
Okay. So, anybody have any questions? I know we went a little woo-woo tonight. But I really want you guys, you know, go over the calls. Go over the different lessons, because we've taken you through releasing, you know, the hurts and the losses and, you know, the forgiveness exercises. We've released limiting, learn how to recognize what your beliefs are and release them. We looked at energetic causes, and then we started to work with awareness and how you can use your awareness and your consciousness, using awareness and consciousness last week, in the body, and how to use that to try to shift things, you know, just a different way of working. And this week, you know, we're working with inside the consciousness of using, you know, the relationship between things to be able to shift it. Because we are so much more than these bodies. We are created in the image of Source. We are very powerful. And nothing is really as it appears. So I'm here for you guys. I sent you an email. I want you all to start scheduling your second sessions with me. Because our next class is going to be in 4 weeks. I want you to practice everything so that you really get more skilled with this. And I'm here to answer any questions. I'm here for you. I want to make sure that you really grasp what I've been teaching, because I think it's important. And so I'm here if you have any questions. Does anybody have any questions right now?
Yeah, you said there's a class in 4 weeks.
Yes.
So this one is now ended?
This is number 6, and our 7th class is August 7th.
Okay.
Plus you get another one-on-one. And I'm available for questions, because I know this stuff is a little bit outside the realm of what you're used to. I mean, really, has anybody, you know, like, experienced this stuff before? That's what I thought.
I just know that there's a couple things from tonight that I'm looking forward to practicing. Because
well, you know,
when you mentioned step into the awareness of something, I want to try from the awareness of wealth. And then all of a sudden I remember this guy that I was reading about. He bought an island.
There you go.
And I thought, wow, if I could be, you know, learn something, I'm definitely going to practice what it feels like to be in the awareness of somebody who can buy an island.
And the other thing is, when you're experiencing it, just feel like it's already happened.
Mm.
Already is very key. And when you come back in a month, we're going to be doing reality creation.
Mm.
So we've been playing. I mean, I love to play in consciousness. You know, we are patterns of light and information. We appear to be solid, but we're patterns. And, you know, and what is consciousness but patterns of thought? You know, so everything has consciousness. Rocks have consciousness. Relationships have consciousness. And when you can clear the crap that's there between you and make it a holy relationship, you know, bring in the divine, it really doesn't get better than that. It's just a huge way of healing and clearing and forgiving. It's really very powerful. I'm teaching you guys the tools of the trade that I work with. So, I mean, I love to play in this field. It's really playing in the quantum field. You can actually collapse what appears to be reality, and it really moves into all directions of time when you just eliminate all the crud from a relationship. Well, that's shifting it in a very, very big way, and that can shift the future. It can shift the past. Very powerful stuff, really. So, I love all you guys. If you have any questions, let me know.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Okay, you're more than welcome. I will get the chakra chart up. I promise it, and I'll let you know when I get it up there. I just have to complete it.
It's all good, Marbeth. I know that you're pretty busy gal.
I am busy, and mm-hmm. but you know it's all good stuff.
All good.
You know, I really want you to have, you know, really really grasp this stuff,
mm-hmm.
because it will help you.
Well, you've given us a lot to digest.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here. If you have any questions,
thank you.
Because, you know, if there's something you don't get, it's okay. I'll explain it. I'll make sure that you get it.
Awesome.
So awesome. Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Evening. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Take care.
Okay.